The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. In verdant pastures he leads me, and near restful waters to revive my drooping spirit. That's the psalm we sung. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, today's imagery or metaphor of Christ being the Good Shepherd is one of the three metaphors used for Christ. The very first, in the creche, he's there with his arms open. They're welcoming everybody. And then at the cross, he's laid out there, stretched out, saying, "This is love for you and forgiving your sins." And today's imagery is, "I am the Good Shepherd." And when he says Good Shepherd, he doesn't just say shepherd, but Good Shepherd means he loves you and me and all people of goodwill. Perhaps even though we don't see real sheep and shepherds very often, still the image of the Good Shepherd is very, very comforting to us. This is one of my most favorite psalms, Psalm 23 there. But we cannot forget that there is another side to the idea that Jesus is our shepherd. And Jesus reminds us of that today through the apostles and through tradition and scripture. If you and I, if we belong to him, we will hear his voice and come when he calls us. Even though we are no strangers to him and he knows everything about us, the smallest detail, he can be a stranger to us unless we recognize and respond to his voice. And if it's not his voice we're hearing, my dear brothers and sisters, whose is it? No one else will lead us the happiness we desire. Let me give you an example of daily life there. When one comes to the airport, you see all these images, everything on the computers. You need this, this is necessary. It's not enough, you must get it. You see signs, advertisements, especially you go to Times Square, Manhattan there, you see the whole thing there about saying, you need it, you need this, because you do not have enough. That can lead us to despair. That can lead us to despondency. That can lead to many different problems. And today, in the scripture of Good Shepherd, Christ tells you and me, you have enough. You have enough. Because you have me. And in me is everything that you need. A second image Jesus used in today's gospel is that he is the gate of the shepherd fold. Whoever goes in and out through him will be safe and find pasture. Shifting the image just a little, my dear brothers and sisters, I would like us to think of the doors to our homes. They let us in where you and I find safety and family. They close out people who shouldn't be there. Isn't that correct? That's a beautiful image of our home. They let us go out so we can meet friends, go to dinners, or make a living, or buying things we need, our jobs. Doors and gates are important. There's no doubt about that. And so is Jesus. When he is part of our comings and goings, when we make him the center of our lives, when we ask his blessings on all our activities, our life will be secure and our happiness will be ensured. Again, let me give you an example. St. Ignatius Loyola had this beautiful prayer, the morning offering, where when we get up in the morning, we offer all our thoughts, works, desires, temptations to the Lord. And that is what he called a spiritual gesture of peace. Does this mean we will always be safe in this world? Looking around, definitely not. Bad things do happen to good people, as well as you and I know that. And even many of Christ's good friends suffered. Some of them even put to death. Every single apostle went up to martyrdom. They were martyred. But it's not just to protect us in this world that Jesus came. The last verse in today's gospel is one of my favorites. Jesus said, "I came so that they might have life." He has come so that you and I will have life. And not only that, and have it more abundantly, abundantly. And when we speak of abundantly, we mean eternal life. Why doesn't Jesus keep bad things from happening to those who are faithful to him? That's a profound question. But one answer could be that life in this world is not about abundant life. And the reason Jesus came is so that we might have abundant life, life eternal. Where Jesus says, "I am the vine and you are the branches, we are the branches." Christ said, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. He who follows me will have eternal life." And he goes on to say again, "My flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood will have abundant life." And the scriptures use the word eternal life. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, we always feel some emptiness in our hearts because our hearts were made for perfection in union with God. That beautiful, beautiful expression of St. Augustine. You know that. "Our hearts are restless until they rest in thee. Amen." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Will you kindly stand, please? I believe. Father.